12 years ago, I began making the 35-mile commute from San Francisco to a Silicon Valley powerhouse, not in a shiny white bus, but in a shiny silver Bullet. My employer, Stanford University, picked up the tab for my Caltrain pass and provided free shuttle service from the Palo Alto station to my office. Though savings and convenience were my initial motivators, it was the rich sense of community that made this my preferred commuting mode. It began with the four of us sitting together and rotating bringing bagels, donuts, and coffee on Friday mornings. Our ranks soon began swelling, as did the scope of our social activities, both on the train and off. We celebrated birthdays, co-ed bachelor parties, wedding and pregnancy announcements, graduations, promotions, and farewells. Sometimes it would be in the mornings, sometimes over a beer on the way home, or sometimes later in the city. Many of those who flowed in and out of our group didn't work at Stanford, and as a result, we learned about different industries and professions. When you factored in spouses and significant others, the diversity took an exponential leap. The age range spanned decades, too. And every April through October, legions of spirited orange and black-suited baseball fans join the northbound masses on game days. Lately, there's been a lot of backlash aimed at the white shuttle buses taking city dwellers to their Silicon Valley powerhouse employers. I often wonder if the forward-facing seats on those coaches offer the communal aspect and unexpected friendships we've developed through Caltrain. I wonder why these tech companies never provided Caltrain passes and waiting shuttles at the Mountain View, Menlo Park, Sunnyvale, and South San Francisco stations. As much as these ubiquitous buses lessen the number of cars on the road, they are creating a parallel system that, while being admittedly more convenient, benefits a select few. Ironically, passengers on the white buses are missing the bus on a rich opportunity to better know their neighbors outside of the campuses where they work. It's as though these shuttle bus occupants have been given keys to the executive washroom, which may be exclusive, uncrowded, and more luxurious, but is cut off from the diverse larger population, in this case, one that makes the Bay Area so vibrant and interesting. With The Perspective, I'm Arthur Patterson.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.